There's a story in the town of Ravello near the Amalfi Coast that once upon a time there was a saint who used miracles to heal the people of the village. And after he died, for whatever reason, they decided to preserve the saint's blood and keep it as a sacred relic in the local church. And every year on the saint's feast day, the blood, which is dry, becomes liquid again. They say that this is a proven phenomenon, that every single year this dry blood becomes liquid again in the church. And if you go visit the church on that day, you can see like the sacred blood in the church. And it's just a crazy phenomenon. They say that the other saintly act this guy did was he was able to like predict that a hurricane would strike the region and like save everyone and get them to safety before the hurricane did, and that happened. So pretty crazy stuff. Fun fact, the blood recently... Oh, that's right! That's right. So the other part of the story was, if the blood doesn't liquefy, it's like a very bad omen. Like, it's a tiding of bad times. And apparently last November, the blood did not liquefy. So it is an ill omen. Yeah, so tell me... You can sit there and green text Bloodborne all you want, but tell me that isn't the most Bloodborne shit that you've ever heard in the real world. Sacred church blood. But okay, we've got Doogalmom on the line, so what are your questions? You've got to have something. Would you drink the blood? I don't know. I hope probably not. Doogalmom is not get a copy of Devil May Cry 5. She doesn't have the console or the computer to play it. Oh, they're saying, Doogalmom, what is your favorite coffee?
Espresso with a shot of Sambuca.
Ooh. Okay. That's a very classic Italian choice. They're saying to tell an embarrassing story about me now.
An embarrassing story about you?
Yeah.
One time I took Jamie ice skating and I cheated. I didn't build a real fire. I used a Duro log, so that was number one. And then the cops could see it, so actually across the street was the fire department. They saw it, called the police. They got there while the fire department was putting on their gear of like astronaut equipment. They thought what the heck they were going to come and put out. It was a Duro log. So the cop said, just pretend you guys saw the log burning when you got here already. We want to go back home and we want to watch the football game. So they laughed it